everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Well, are you ready for an interesting lesson? It is called The World of Warcraft. What a very interesting lesson. Well, in this lesson, we will discuss one game's long quest to the big screen. What is that all about? You will definitely find out. Well, today, we are specifically going to be talking about the game, and then we're going to discuss the movie. Okay, friends, I hope you have your magazines because it is time for us to begin. Let's go.
The World of Warcraft, one game's long quest to the big screen. Boot up your computer or buy your ticket. The World of Warcraft is about to get bigger. The game, first released in 1994, the Warcraft video game franchise from Blizzard Entertainment is now over 20 years old. The original game allowed only two players. But Warcraft now allows thousands as a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, MMORPG. In 2015, Blizzard estimated that over 100 million subscribers had played the game, which is due a new expansion this summer. The extremely popular spin-off game, Dota, Defense of the Ancients, is also played at some of the biggest gaming competitions in the world.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 subscriber 这个名词。Subscriber 是指订阅户、订购者或者是订户。如果要说明订阅哪一种刊物的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ，Eric has been a subscriber to National Geographic since he was a student。Eric 从当学生的时候就一直是国家地理杂志的订户。它的动词就是去掉字尾的 r， 变成 subscribe， 意思是指订购或订阅。例如 ，Alan subscribed to several science magazines for his son。Alan 替儿子订阅了好几本科学杂志。接着我们看的是 spin-off 这个名词。spin-off 在这里是指受欢迎的书、连续剧或者是电影的衍生作品，也可以写成在 spin 跟 off 中间有一个连接号。例如 ，The TV series is a spin-off of a famous action movie。这部电视连续剧是一部很有名的动作片的衍生作品。spin-off 也指良性的副作用或者是副产品。例如 ,The breakthrough of this medical technology is actually a spin-off of some space research. 这个医学科技的突破实际上是某一个太空研究的衍生出来的结果。So Gabe, I have a good question for you.
I hope it's good.
Oh, of course it's good. Do you enjoy playing video games?
Actually...I don't play video games often now, but I do enjoy playing video games. I used to play Mario Brothers when I was a kid. Don't you enjoy playing video games?
I will admit I did enjoy playing Mario Brothers, but in general, I don't enjoy video games because they can be so addicting, meaning you start playing and then you never want to stop. You look at your watch and you realize 2 hours has gone by, and what have you done?Nothing. Just played video games.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Maybe not just 2 hours. Sometimes you could play all day. Some people play all day and all night. I know friends who play World of Warcraft all day and all night. One of my friends even got up at 3 a.m. He lived in Taipei. He got up at 3 a.m. so he could meet his guild, his online 部落, with his friends around the world. Okay, for World of Warcraft.He was really addicted to this game.
Okay, see, I feel like that's just a bit extreme. If you have to get up at 3 a.m. to play this game, I think That might be a little too extreme.
However, Rebecca, I do think that playing video games is not all bad. It could be a good way to interact with your friends and have fun together.
Wait, how is staring at a computer screen or a television screen helping you build relationships?
Okay, well, friends, maybe you haven't played World of Warcraft, but I know a lot of you like to play 英雄联盟, right? LOL, League of Legends? Come on, raise your hand. I know that's you. And you know that it's a good chance to interact with your friends. You're playing the game, but you're also talking with your friends and chatting online. It could be a good experience.
Okay, Gabe, I agree. Maybe it might help to build relationships. Well, anyway, I know you're going to enjoy today's lesson. It is called The World of Warcraft. And we read right here in our lesson, One Game's Long Quest to the Big Screen. Let's pause for just a moment and let's talk about those two words which are on the screen. That is the big screen. What is this all about?
Okay, well, this is not just talking about your computer screen. Mm. Maybe you have a big computer screen. That's not what the big screen means. When you see these three words together, that is referring to the movies or a movie theater screen. A nickname for a movie theater screen is the big screen.
Excellent. Excellent way to describe it, Gabe. Well, we read, boot up your computer or buy your ticket. If you boot up your computer, you're just turning it on. The World of Warcraft is about to get bigger. And of course, we're talking about the game, and it was first released in 1994. The Warcraft video game franchise from Blizzard Entertainment is now over 20 years old.
Okay, so it's an old game, and it has survived a long time because people were playing it then. A lot more people are playing it now. People still love playing this game. We read on, the original game allowed only two players, but Warcraft now allows thousands as a massively multiplayer online role-playing game. And you see those letters, MMORPG. Okay, but let's go back there a little bit. We're talking about thousands of players. That's not just one or two people that play together. You could be playing with tons of other people online.
So I see what you're saying, Gabe.
Yeah.
You actually might be able to interact, or you will be interacting with thousands of people. So that's why you think they could actually build relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, we read in 2015, Blizzard estimated that over 100 million subscribers had played the game. Now, before we continue, you see this word subscriber, mm-hmm. but there's another related word that we want to talk about, and that is the word subscription. And yes, it is there on the screen.
That's right. Of course, subscribe is a verb.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a subscriber, you're the person who subscribes, and a subscription is a noun, so 订阅, right? So maybe online, you might subscribe to someone's videos on YouTube. That means you really like their videos and you want to see all the videos that that person makes.
Right, and of course, we see in the lesson there were 100 million subscribers had played the game, which is due a new expansion this summer. Now, Gabe, mm-hmm. when I'm reading this lesson, it actually reminds me of another word.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a lot of these people have gotten hooked. They are hooked.
Rebecca, I love that word.
Yeah.
Yes, you used the word addicted before. That
mm-hmm.
means you like to do something so much, you keep doing it, and it seems like you can't stop. Well, a good word that means addicted is hooked. Are you hooked on video games? That means you can't stop playing video games. Well, today we are speaking of the World of Warcraft,
mm-hmm.
and spies are a part of war.
Yeah, they are.
But what about language spies? I believe Stephen can have something to share about this in the Info Cloud.
Mm-hmm. What motivates you to learn a foreign language? Passing a test, getting into a good school, traveling overseas, or getting a better job?
Could it be you're hoping to meet a foreign boyfriend or girlfriend?
I think some people are smiling. Or perhaps you're studying a foreign language to help your country spy on another country. During wartime, it's not uncommon for governments to recruit and train young men and women to eavesdrop on their enemies.
After soldiers finish language training, they're sent to listening stations. During the Cold War, America had stations located in northern England, Turkey, and West Berlin.
There, armed with their new language, Western soldiers listen in on Russian radio activity. Who's doing what, when, and where? Mostly it was boring duty, but for American soldiers in the 1960s, it was better than fighting in Vietnam.
So, that's another motivation for people to learn a foreign language, to avoid being sent to the battlefront.
To be sure, the Russian Soviets had their own listening stations, and with each group listening to the other, everyone knew what everyone else was doing.
Which meant there were no surprises. And that's good for keeping the peace, right?
不知道你学英文是为了什么? 也许是为了得到一份好的工作,出国旅游,留学,还是为了找一个外籍的男朋友或女朋友? 你知道吗? 曾经有人学外语是为了 报效国家,没错,在1960年代, The Cold War, 冷战时期, 很多美国人为了避免被征召入伍, 被送去越南打仗, 就去学Russian俄文, 学会了俄文, 美国政府就会把他们派去欧洲的listening stations, 监听站, 为的就是要eavesdrop, 监听苏联方面的无线电通讯, 在监听站工作，当然就没有上前线打仗来的危险。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 下次见，关键。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the world of Warcraft. I know that many of you probably enjoy playing video games, and so you're probably really enjoying today's lesson. Well, we've already learned that the World of Warcraft started in 1994, so it's been around for a long time, and at one time, it was only meant for two people to play, but now thousands of people play this game. Well, right now it's time for us to talk about how this game is making its way to the big screen.
The World of Warcraft, the movie, a Warcraft film in development since 2006, hits theaters this month. Its plot focuses on the arrival of orcs looking to build a colony in the realm of humans and the conflict that arises between the two groups. Video game fans will be pleased to know that the film's director, Duncan Jones, is a player of the game, as are some of the actors. Anticipated by both gamers and movie fans, Warcraft may be the next big movie franchise.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 realm 这个名词。 realm 在这里是指国度或者是界，例如 these warriors are willing to sacrifice their lives to protect their realm. 这些战士愿意为保卫自己的国家而牺牲生命，或者是 in this magical realm, all creatures are immortal. 在这个魔幻的国度里，所有的生物都是不朽的。 realm 也可以指范围或领域，例如 the company expanded their business into the realm of biotechnology. 这家公司业务拓展到生化科技的领域。所以我们看的是 anticipate 这个动词， A-N-T-I 这个字首有提早的意思， 所以 anticipate 是指期待或期盼。例如 the fans have been anticipating the band's new work since their last album. 这个乐团的歌迷从上一张专辑之后就一直都在期待他们的新作品。 anticipate 也指预期或预料。例如 it is anticipated that over 200 jobs will be lost after the merger. 合并案之后预期会有200份的工作被裁撤。And now let's get back to our teacher.
Thanks so much, Michelle. All right, this section is called The Movie. That's right, we're talking about how the World of Warcraft has gone to the big screen. Okay, we read here, a Warcraft film in development since 2006 hits theaters this month. Whoa, 2006, that's 10 years. This movie has been in development for 10 years, and it's just now hitting the theaters?
10 years. I'm telling you, Gabe, it better be a very good movie.
Yeah.
Well, I really like that word you brought up, Gabe, and that is the word hit. Now, oftentimes when I hear that word, I think about, yeah, don't hit me. That's what I was thinking. You go up to someone and you hit them. But actually, in our lesson, that's not what it means. If something hits the theaters this month, that just means it's coming to the theaters. It will be shown in the theaters.
Mm-hmm. It's hitting the theaters mm-hmm. this month. Now, this is a verb, and we read here, actually, you can use this word in other ways. So a movie can hit the theaters. Maybe some product hits the stores. An amazing new drink hit the stores recently. So now you can go to 7-Eleven and buy this new cool drink. Or maybe a DVD hit the DVD stores recently. A movie hit the DVD stores. Now you can go and rent that movie at a DVD store. Well, here we're learning about how this movie, Warcraft, has hit the theaters, or is hitting the theaters, this month.
And of course, we see in our lesson, its plot focuses on the arrival of orcs looking to build a colony in the realm of humans and the conflict that arises between the two groups. So I guess in this movie there's going to be some orcs. Those are those big, ugly creatures that you see in Lord of the Rings.
That's right. The Lord of the Rings mm-hmm. had a lot of orcs. And
yeah.
of course, a good movie always has conflict as well, right? We read on here, video game fans will be pleased to know that the film's director, Duncan Jones, is a player of the game, as are some of the actors. And that is always a nice thing for fans when they find out that the director and the actors also love the original game or the original book or whatever it is they are acting out.
And if you're pleased to know something, this mm-hmm. just means that you are very happy to know. And here's another way that you can use this phrase. Maybe a teacher will say to a student, you, Jenny, will be very pleased to know that your project came in first place for the science fair.
Oh, yeah. And friends, you will be pleased to know that Ben has something for us today with Sing
It
Out. Are you hooked on video games?
Hmm. 趁这个时间 ,Ben 还不在,我先玩一点英雄联盟,我要打咯。
Hey Gabe!
Whoa, Ben!
Hey, let's go outside and play.
No. Can't you see I am playing video games right now?
I'm playing all day, Gabe.
Well, that's because I'm hooked. I can't stop playing. I'm hooked on video games. I just play all day. Another round, another game. Don't bother me. Go away.
Gabe, you've been playing that game all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think you should stop and go outside for a little bit? Gabe. Gabe, you're hooked on video games. You just play all day. Another round, another game. Come on, let's go outside and play.
That was pretty good, Ben.
Are you going to go?
You know, come on. No. I'm sorry.
Ah, okay.
I'm hooked.
You asked for it.
Ma!
No.
Don't call for
Ma!
Mom.
What's going on here?
Gabe's just playing the video game. He's been playing all day long.
Just a few minutes.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, Gabe.
What?
You're hooked on video games. You just play all day. Another round, another game. You should be ashamed.
Okay.
Get out there and play with little Ben.
Okay, fine.
Good.
Let's go, let's go. Come on.
All right.
Fresh air, come on.
Okay,
get outside.
Okay.
Oh. Actually, I'm hooked on video games. I'm hooked on video games. I just love to play. Ooh, 5,000.
Are you playing Craft Wars again?
It's called World of Warcraft.
And you've been playing it for 30 years?
No, the game franchise is only 20 years old.
What is so interesting about playing by yourself?
I don't play by myself. I play with over 1 million subscribers.
But what about your friends?
All 1 million subscribers are my friends.
No, I mean your real friends, like me. Come on, let's go watch a movie.
Not now. I'm practicing for the upcoming Dota gaming competition.
What are you talking about?
Defense of the Ancients.
No, I mean, you're telling me there are gaming competitions now?
Yes, and one of the biggest competitions is coming up.
Well, look. Here's the movie I want to see.
World of Warcraft!
Yes. But you can't go. You're too busy playing video games.
But the World of Warcraft movie!
Yeah, that's right.
Those are orcs.
Orcs?
Yes, orcs. There's a conflict between the humans and the orcs.
Oh, hey. Kind of exciting. Interesting. Is this why people like the game?
Yeah, and gamers and fans like me have been anticipating this movie.
Oh. Well, so let's go watch it then.
Okay, but let me finish this game.
Oh.
So, Dave, are you hooked on video games?
Not anymore, but I know someone else who is.
Oh, really? Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time
right here on
Studio Classroom.
See you then.
Goodbye.
Hooked on video games. I just play all day.